Hi, this is Michael Buffer, and you're listening to the voice of the people. Let's get ready for Boxing Voice.
BoxingVoice.com.
All the guys want, I want what Mayweather got. I want what Mayweather got. You done bust your ass like Mayweather. I was trying to fight every fighter. I sacrificed a lot.
Dollar DiBiase Productions.
To get to where I got to.
What do you bring to the table?
Let's get this on. Let's do it.
Where's like this? Wait.
All right, that's it. Hold on. Bernard, everybody calm down.
Man, you know how these bitches is in the sport. Total disrespect. Kid has no class, no style at all. I sacrificed a lot.
BoxingWiz.com.
Get to where I got to.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to another little midnight edition of the Boxing Voice. We are back with some coverage on Fox Sports 1, toe-to-toe Tuesdays. And we had a good little main event. We told you guys to set your DVRs, and it definitely delivered. It may not be the decision that most wanted. Here on the Boxing Voice, we're very familiar with both Omar Douglas and Edna Cherry. And it was a great, but it was definitely a good fight, back and forth. You know, the first half, you could probably easily give to Cherry. Second half is where things get a little weird. You know, most people seen Omar Douglas winning that second half of the fight. And feel that the decision may not be the right one. So that is what I'm asking you, our listeners. How did you see this one? Hopefully you've been taking my advice all these other episodes and you used the app.
Fight fans, don't leave the decision in the hands of the judges. Download the Throwdown scoring app and receive live scoring, CompuBox stats, boxing predictions from other users around the world. Head over to your iPhone App Store or your Google Play Store and download it absolutely free.
Because I do believe that today is one of those days. It's one of those days where we need our scorecards. It is an immediate reaction show, so obviously we won't have to have those today. I'll give you guys time to go back and rewatch. I do want to get your initial thoughts. How do you feel? What do you feel from both men? I mean, what did you see? Did you see any changes in Omar Douglas? Remember, he's coming off of that Javier Fortuna loss. And what about Edna Cherry? He's coming off of that Pedraza loss that people thought that he won. So now here he is on the opposite side of that decision, right? Now people are thinking that he lost initially. I mean, that's what I'm seeing on social media anyway. Even the announcers, right, they had it for Douglas or felt that Douglas pulled away with the win in this one. So I'm not going to, you know, chop it up too much. I definitely want to open up the phone lines. The number is 1-425-569-5241. Press 1 if you want to, you know, get it off your chest. You want to let us know how you seen this fight. Yeah, that's what you should do. So let's. I have no producer today. I'm flying solo, riding dirty. I'm going to guess that I'm going to go to 805 here. 805, you're live on TBV, Immediate Reaction Show. Omar Douglas, Edna Cherry, what do you think?
Hey, this is Brad, man. What's up?
Brad, what's up, brother?
Yeah, man, I didn't get to see the fight. I was just, I had a question. Where does it put this, the winner of this fight amongst the standings, and like what's going on with that? Like where did this fight leave the winner and the loser?
It definitely puts the winner, depending that they don't make them do an automatic rematch. I think that it places the winner kind of in the winner's circle for sure, but in title contention. You know, Cherry was already there basically when he fought Jose Pedraza, and, you know, didn't get the win that he deserved in that fight. So, yeah, definitely it should be title contention for them, for Cherry, at least a title shot. But there's a lot of people, ahead of him in this division. This is just a, you know, top 25 fight, but this is the same division with Mikey Garcia and Richard Cormier and Terry Flanagan and Rancis Bartholomew and Jorge Linares and, you know, Raymundo Beltran and Peter Petrov. There's just so many. Javier Fortuna, like, it's so many good names here. These guys still have some climbing to do, Brad. But I want to thank you, obviously, for calling in. Let's get to the 318. 318, you're live on TBV. Who's this? Where are you calling from?
Can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
It's Inner Circle from Louisiana.
Hey, what's going on, brother?
Yeah, what's popping? What's popping? Yeah, man, I had Omar winning 6-4. I think he was the more consistent fighter, man. He boxed very well with the jab. He controlled it with his jab and landed some good shots here and there. But I think with ring generalship, Omar pulled it out, man. So, yeah.
Now, did you hear Edna's yell at the end of the 10th round when they announced him?
He was a little shot.
Would you call that surprise then?
Yeah, I think he was. And you could see the disappointment in Omar, and I felt like he knew he won the fight.
Yeah, he was in shock. He was in shock. He went to the corner. He kneeled down. He had his head down. He was in shock. He didn't even give us a lot of facial expression. You know what I mean? It was just like straight shock.
Yeah, straight shock, disappointment. He worked hard. He did pretty good. He was a different boxer than the Fortuna fight. He was more of a boxer versus.
Yes, he used
Fortuna.
More of the ring. He so definitely he used more of the ring.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You can hear his dad too on the outside telling him to get back to the stick. Get back to the stick.
And it worked for him. It worked for him. And I think he landed the cleaner shots too. And he had, I think he rocked Edner more than Edner, you know what I'm saying, rocked him. So it was a good fight, though.
For sure it was. Listen, what would you like to see them do next? Like I said, man, the top of this division is very, you know, skilled. But where would you like to see Omar and Edna go next?
I mean, it just depends. I'm pretty sure they're going to be like a stepping stone fight for somebody that don't want to test themselves. You know, there's a lot of people that's not trying to test themselves. So that'll give them somebody a name that they could use, you know what I mean, just to keep them, like, keep them busy or something like that. But, yeah, they need to keep doing what they're doing, keep fighting, keep trying to put their name out there to get a good shot at a title against somebody that's, you know what I'm saying, trying to get a.
Well, Inner Circle, brother, thank you for calling in. Always good to have you call in. It's been a while, man. Wish I would have had my producer. 323, is it Santiago? I don't know. 323, talk to us. You're live on TBV.
Yeah, it's Santiago. Obviously, I had, Douglas winning 7-3, 97-93. I pretty much was just kind of looking at it the same way Douglas was probably feeling, like, shock and damn, man, it's kind of a bad night for Russian because I even had the Polish Prince winning, too. I don't understand the scores that they gave the winners whatsoever, 98-92, only giving Douglas, you know, two rounds. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, man. What do you want to see these guys do next? Should it be immediate rematch or should they go separate ways? And if so, which way?
If they make the rematch, obviously, because, you know, I'm sure that Douglas wants to get the win. But if they can't, then obviously move forward, see what they can get Douglas, you know, another fight, hopefully one that, you know, helps him get his confidence. Because obviously he looked very dejected and he needs a confidence builder at this point. As for Jerry, he got the win. I guess if he can get the title shot.
All right, brother. Well, actually, before I let you go, which champion would you like to see him get that title shot? There's a lot of people in that division. That division is top heavy. You got Linares, Garcia, Flanagan. That's it, right? No more titles?
the right weight class, dude? Because that's 135 champions you're mentioning. Wasn't this 130?
I thought they were fighting at 135.
No, they're 130 pounders.
Okay, there you go. I could have sworn it was 135. All right. Damn, let me check the email on the weigh-ins from yesterday. But Santiago, thanks for the heads up. Let me double check that as I get to somebody in maybe Toronto. 647, talk to me.
Yeah, this is Bomani Fair out of Brooklyn. Yeah, man, I didn't get a chance to see the fight, but I picked Cherry to win. Always go with the experience, but I'm not too really familiar with Douglas. I think I saw him fight once, but I thought Cherry would win. But how did it go, man? I don't really know what happened. I didn't even need to press one, but I didn't see the fight, but I did pick Cherry to win.
Well, I mean, the short story is Douglas gave up some of the early rounds to then come from behind with a rally. So, but they gave the decision to Cherry, who racked up the early rounds. I don't know. I mean, you know, everybody has it. Who's been calling in? They've been saying 7-5. Excuse me. Was it 7-5 you guys said? I think it was a 10 rounder, but anyway. Let me get to 908. Talk to me.
Yo, that fight was I want to say I thought Douglas did enough to pull it out. I actually had a 96-94 for Douglas, and I don't know. I'm kind of disappointed, but because Douglas, I don't know how many places he got to go from here, Ness. I mean, we can't make him a gatekeeper, but he's got two tough losses in a row against two veterans. I could see, you know, the Fortuna loss was a very tough loss, and then this one, and then it's hard to give him a gimme fight. You know what I'm saying? Like, give him a little soft touch. You know, you almost, the next fight he's in, you almost got to match him in tough with another prospect or an actual contender, and you know what I mean, who's on his way to perhaps a title shot. And maybe if Douglas pull, I don't even know who, because, you know, we're talking 135. Does he fight Mahrez, you know, Linares?
Well, no, people, no, no, no.
Mahrez is at 130.
I'm checking the weight now from the official weigh-in from Friday, excuse me, Monday. And, Cherry was 129.5, and Douglas was 129.3. So they're definitely 130-pounders.
So match him in with Salido. You know, put Cherry in there against Salido, you know, just for shits and giggles, or put Cherry in there with Lomachenko.
Shit.
I don't know.
Nobody's going to accept Cherry with Lomachenko, bro. Like, he didn't do enough to get that.
I mean, I just say at 130, because Lomachenko, who else is he going to fight at 130?
Who? Cherry?
Yeah, I mean, like, did Cherry, he? Yeah, he didn't, mean, do well, enough, look, to get a,
look,
title.
Look, Cherry is in the PBC world, so he'll probably get a title shot at Gervonta Davis, the same title that he had a shot at versus Pedraza, and people thought that he won. I mean, let me get to my last call of the night. We're gonna go to the 216. You're live with TBV. Immediate reaction. How do you see this fight, Edna Cherry versus Omar Douglas?
Well, I got Douglas. But I felt like there was two robberies. I felt like Douglas really beat Fortune. I pronounced that right.
Fortuna.
And then, Fortuna, whatever. But and Lydell Rose, I felt like he was robbed too, for real. So who I'm picking, I'm going with Douglas, of course. Cause he's a better boxer, and he got a nice left. So I'm going with Douglas with a knockout.
But the fight happened today, bro.
I know.
So who's he?
This is a prank call.
Oh. Okay. Thanks.
Yep.
203, you're up.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
All right.
Doing all right, all right. Great show, by the way. Got a couple questions for you guys here.
Yeah? Go for it.
All right, first of all, what do you guys think about this UFC versus boxing thing that's going to happen pretty soon?
Well, we're talking Omar Douglas and Edna Cherry.
So you don't want to talk about that?
We try to stick to the topic. This is an immediate reaction. The fight just took place a few minutes ago on Fox Sports 1, so we're taking callers for that. You can call us back on our regular days, Thursdays and Sundays, for other topics like that. 604, you're up.
604?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, Omar Douglas, it was a clear victory. I gave Edna Cherry 3 rounds.
Which 3?
I want to say I think it was the second round, third round, and fourth round. Somewhere around there. I think maybe the first round could have gone to either guy, but probably after the fifth round, it was clearly Douglas taking control.
What would you like to see Douglas or Cherry do next? They're both in the 130-pound division. That is the division of Vasyl Lomachenko and Miguel Berchak, yeah, who just beat Francisco Vargas, Orlando Salido.
Yeah, maybe throw maybe see Cherry in as the winner of Mira and Berchelt, or maybe a Salido fight. And for Douglas, that's a hard call, honestly. Like, they put him in a really bad position, robbing him like this. So I can't, yeah, I have no clue about him.
Well, all right, brother. What's your name?
Victor.
Victor. I'm gonna need you to call back so we can do all the first time caller introductions and things like that when I have my producer. This is an immediate reaction show. It was a spontaneous one because the gang is actually out. Matt is out with the kids. But this was a good scrap. I thought that it was. I've been following the career of both of these guys for some time now. For those that don't know, that entire corner that was there for Edna Cherry, that was Dan Birmingham, and that was also Eric. And all the guys that are in the same corner for Keith Thurman. So Cherry was prepared for this one. Remember, I told you guys he drove two hours to and from the gym. But Douglas showed that he had gears, right? He kind of changed up from that fight versus Fortuna. But Fortuna, like I said, you know, remember I said how many months ago, maybe a month ago almost now, a couple of weeks, I don't know, the last PA fight, right? I said that Fortuna should be fighting Mikey Garcia. So let's see if that happens. I know that Mikey's been making noise with bigger names, you know, and saying that he wants title holders. But, you know, my Patreons know that I said he's going to be fighting Garcia. Fortuna will be fighting Garcia. I said that on Patreon a couple of weeks ago or months ago, whatever. But I want to thank everyone that tuned in for this immediate reaction show. Toe-to-toe Tuesdays on Fox Sports 1. Hey, it's only for us hardcores, and that's what we're here for, you know what I mean? So if you're appreciating this, hit that thumbs up button. If you're watching it right now, you should be hitting a thumbs up. If you're watching it in the future, present, or past, depending on your time zone, hitting that thumbs up is always good. I want everybody to have a great night, and we'll be back tomorrow. This is basically ESPN of boxing over here. Shout out Dollar DiBiase.